Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. These are not the best of times for a retailer in the floor covering business or anywhere else, I suppose. There's an old adage that says that these times, these slimmer times, are the best times to spread the word in advertising, and that's going to be our topic this morning, which we have aptly named Marketing When the Market Sucks. And we have with us our resident branding and advertising expert, Paul Fredrickson, the CEO of Brand Biz. Paul, good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Dave.
Marketing When the Market Sucks. I like that. That was your idea, I have to say.
Yes, I'll have to take credit for that, I guess.
So, Paul, let me just first up ask you about this old adage that says difficult times are the opportune time to advertise. Easy to say, probably a little bit more difficult to do.
Right.
Is this whole thing true? And I guess where I'm coming from, the natural reaction for retailers and all business people, I guess, is to cut back, conserve, survive during tough times.
Right.
The old adage recommends that, in essence, they go in the opposite direction from what their gut is telling them. That's tough to do.
It is extremely tough to do. I mean, every instinct that you have tells you to cut expenses. If you look at advertising and marketing as an expense, you know, so you're going to cut back in those kind of areas.
I see. So you just have to get an attitude adjustment, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you need to look at it as an opportunity, like you were saying. And the timing that, you know, kind of a downturn will give you is the fact that there's just less clutter out there. There's less competition to get the attention of your customer.
I see. So the rationale is basically then, in tough times, there's customers out there that are still spending. They're going to spend the money somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
The competitors are probably spending less. So the whole idea is that one's ad dollars are spent in an environment with less competition, so they can expect a better return. Is that pretty much on target?
This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to be heard, if you will.
I see.
And you know, the other thing too that you have to look at is it's a cyclical thing. I mean, it's the downturn that we're experiencing isn't going to last forever. But you know, you're going to be in business through this and on the other end of this. And so, you know, you need to continue to be visible to your customer.
I see. What are some of the questions that a business person would be wise to ask themselves on the front end here?
Such as?
Well, I'm just wondering, is it going to get better? Is the worst? Have we seen the worst yet? I mean, there's lots of things that they're wrestling with. It will get better. It may not get better for a long time.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, you know, I don't know that anyone has a crystal ball in order to accurately predict when the marketplace is going to be more favorable, when consumer confidence is going to start coming back, and people are going to be able to get their home improvement loans easier and so forth in order to spend money on things like floor covering. I mean, no one knows that. So that's kind of the big unknown, if you will.
Uh-huh. But you're not necessarily looking for a payoff here when times get better.
No,
you're looking
no.
for a payoff while times are bad.
Well, you know what you've got to look at. You got to look at the thing like an investor. You know. I mean, they always tell you. You buy low, sell high. You don't sell off your investments when the market's down. You know, you're not going to get anything for those. Same thing holds true in marketing. You know, you don't pull your marketing, you know, when things are tough. The smart marketer is going to stay in the game, and they're going to stay and sometimes take advantage of a situation where they may notice competitors pulling out of, you know, particular publications or areas where they've been before. This may be an opportunity for you to go in and fill that gap and basically take their place.
I see. Now, I suspect most, whether we're talking about retailers or manufacturers, they have some kind of marketing plan that they've been executing up to this point. Are we talking about stepping up the activity? Do they stick to their guns, what they had originally planned?
You know, most people will tell you in a situation like this, you know, minimize your risk, and you know, don't try experimenting with a lot of different media or tactics that you haven't been doing. You know, stick with what you know, with what you feel comfortable with, where your consumers have seen you most often, or you know, if you're in B2B advertising, where the trade has seen you most often. But, you know, that's what you want to do.
I see. In terms of budgets in general, if they're tentative about next year, 2008, and they already have a budget, do they pretty much decide to stick with that for the most part? Now, I'm not saying, you know, to the penny necessarily, but do they basically, should they basically consider just staying with that even though times are going to be tougher?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, that's the gutsy move, obviously, for a lot of companies. Now, some companies, it's a slam dunk decision. I mean, it's not going to, they're going to stick with their game plan, and they're going to execute that marketing plan if they already have, you know, if they have that in place. And as they're preparing their budgets here in the fourth quarter, you know, they're going to prepare them as if, you know, things were rocking along pretty well. Now, obviously, things aren't rocking along well on the economy, but, you know, they'll make the compensation for that, but they won't necessarily pull the dollars out of the marketing budget.
I see.
You know, they want to stay visible, and they want to be very smart about it. But they're not going to, like, you know, fold their tents and go home. You know, that's the thing that you want to avoid doing.
Now, Paul, are marketing budgets pretty much a percentage of sales as a
general rule? Yeah, usually that's the, you know, the way that they're usually calculated. And so they're a percentage of sales, and, you know, that's how... at least at the very basics they're arrived at.
So I guess then on the front end, if you want to maintain a certain sales level on the, you know, and it looks like times are tough, so that's that rationale to pay more or to spend more, I should say, in hopes of attaining increased sales.
Well, and basically it runs against the grain too, because you know you're planning a budget, you know, based on, you know, what your performance was, you know, in 07, and you're forecasting what you think you're going to be able to do in 08. Well, if your sales have been down in 07 and things are still looking very tight in 08, and you don't, you know, see maybe a significant increase or maybe even diminished distribution, you know, that's when it's real gutsy. That's when it's really tough to say, you know what, even in the face of that, we've got to find the money somewhere in order to make sure that we do not give up the share of voice and the distribution that we've got. I mean, we've got to stay in this.
Yeah, because obviously the smaller voice you have out in the marketplace, the smaller results you're going to see.
Well, yeah, exactly. So basically, you know, it's you know, in a lot of cases, you're going to be minimizing the impact of the downturn if you continue to advertise and if you continue to market aggressively at the trade level. You know, that's the main thing. And you know, in some situations, you know, depending upon, you know, where your company might be with regard to introducing new products or new programs and that kind of thing, you know, you're going to get some momentum just from that you can help push even further with some good marketing muscle behind it, in spite of the situation with the economy.
I guess this really separates the men from the boys.
Oh, it does.
The mindset normally says that marketing activity, I guess that includes everything, promotions, displays, advertising.
Yeah, you know, marketing, when I'm talking about marketing activity, I'm talking about everything that, factors into the marketing plan, from advertising to sales promotion to public relations.
Okay, this is going to conclude the first part of a three-part conversation featuring Paul Fredrickson, the president of Brand Biz. We're talking about marketing when the market sucks. We're going to air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. You're listening to Floor Radio.